What's up, y'all? It's B Dangerous back again with another edition of Dangerous Sports Talk. And before I get into anything, I want to give a special happy birthday to whom you might ask. To this very podcast that you're listening to right now. It was 8 years ago today that I decided to do a podcast, but didn't know what the name was going to be or even where to start. At the time, I was on, what was it? Podbean. They were a podcasting platform that I first started the show on. And they didn't tell me at the time that you had to pay in order to keep doing shows. So I went a good little minute without doing shows until I found a home on Anchor and was able to do my shows as much as I wanted to without anybody cutting me off. And of course, the show's name itself, Dangerous, comes from my very favorite Michael Jackson album, Dangerous. So I'm like, Dangerous Sports Talk, I can be dangerous, so hey, why not keep it going? And I'm still here doing shows for you guys, and I thank you guys so much for keeping the show going, keeping me motivated, running the listens up. Like, you guys are the best. I couldn't ask for anything more. And of course, the best way to celebrate the birthday of Dangerous Sports Talk is to do a show. So with that being said, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheBDangerous. Also, follow this very podcast that you're listening to right now, Dangerous Sports Talk, on Spotify, and follow the Dangerous Sports Talk Facebook page, wherever podcasts are available. Now, let's get into it. So I guess the first thing we can talk about are the Lakers. So, 2 nights ago, the Lakers won over Memphis by 27. AD had a 19-point, 11-rebound, 6-block game. And overall, they had 22 of 35 three-pointers made. And they absolutely balled out on 64% shooting. And AD also shoved, what's his name? Santi Alamada. And Desmond Bane tried to get in his face and wanted some smoke, but D'Lo pushed his ass back. So that, of course, was some great toughness. But then, just last night, they got their asses kicked by the Kings by 15 points. And how does AD follow up this game? By scoring 9 points and 9 rebounds. Yes, we know he's inconsistent. He's Dr. Jekyll. He is Mr. Hyde one game. He can be the defensive player of the year one game, then the next he not even show the fuck up. So I guess I should just be pulling my hair out and doing all this crazy shit. Oh, also, Leahy became the oldest player to get a triple-double in the game, but he also lost that game, which is what he's good at. You can break personal records and pad your stats, but when it comes to actually winning games that you should be winning, that's second on your list. But back to AD. I know what type of player he is. He was the type of player when he was on the Pelicans. But since he is on the Lakers, good games will be magnified. People will be losing their minds saying, "Oh my God, he should be doing this every night. He should be averaging 30 points, 10 rebounds every single game." And he did during a three-game fucking stretch. He had 30 points, 10 plus rebounds. And nobody wanted to say a goddamn thing about that, because that would be too easy to give him credit during the good games. That's too easy. But the second he has a pussy ass game like he did last night, everybody wants to throw a conniption. People want to troll, talk all this shit. No. Just like the Clippers keep losing games, I was waiting for the Lakers to lose this game so the anti-fans could finally bust that built-up nut they've been waiting to spread everywhere just because they wanted to see the Lakers lose a game. And honestly, I expected it. Hell, they had more post-game analysis more than I did, which shows that other people are more concerned about what the Lakers are doing. But when their team loses, you don't want to say shit about it. But you worried about when my team loses. No. Worry about the people that you rep over there. Worry about them losing instead of what we got going on over here. Because you guys know more than anybody that I'll call out everything, good, bad, or indifferent. And I can stand in everything that I am. I can stand in being a quote-unquote hater when it comes to him. I can stand in being too hard on my teams. Anything negative, I can stand my ass in firmly and dare someone to come at me different. Because you can talk about the 9.9 rebound game, but you absolutely had nothing to say when it was, what, 30 points, 10 rebounds games, and 6 blocks. When he's balling, I don't hear a damn thing. When he's healthy, I don't hear a damn thing. But when he plays like pussy, and when he gets injured, I don't hear shit except for laughing, glass AD, wheelchair legs, what, Forrest Gump legs, all that shit. And the funny thing is, the Lakers signed him. So I don't expect anything less. They signed him to that extension. They're paying him all that money. AD is going to do what the fuck AD has been doing. And I'm here for it all. So trust and believe. Nothing anyone can say can ever humble me. Nothing anyone can ever say can ever silence me about the Lakers or AD. And I'm the last person to stick up for him. He's going to pad his stats until he leaves, and I can't wait till that day is here. When he leaves the Lakers, will be the happiest day of my fucking life. Please believe that. And we got to talk about some Clippers stuff, too. So, let's see. Where did I write those notes at? Oh, the Clippers are now 0-6 since the James Harden trade. And they played against the Denver Nuggets. And they lost by 3. And Pandemic P was back with a vengeance. With a wedgie game losing shot. And if you don't know what a wedgie is, it's when the ball gets stuck between the backboard and the basket. And it's literally just stuck there. And honestly, I don't feel bad for them. I'll keep saying it. I don't feel bad. But the one player on that team that I do feel for just a little bit is Kawhi, because he deserves so much better than what he's getting. But in the same breath, we are talking about the same man who left the championship team in Toronto to come to the Clippers. I'm not sure what you were expecting to get from them. Because as good as a player as Kawhi is and can be, I already knew that the Clippers' irrelevance was going to rub off on him. And as usual, I'm proven correct. It's rubbed off on Pandemic P. And you keep choking in big moments that your team needs you to pull through. And James Harden, I've already talked about him. I talked about him earlier in my show. I think the last show I talked about James Harden. And I'm not sure we're going to play next. But I'm going to need y'all to give them the same smoke that you would give the Lakers. Because God knows when they were 0-5 last year, I couldn't rest or get a full night's sleep without somebody talking shit about the Lakers and what they're doing, what they're not doing, all that shit. But when the Clippers are doing way worse with a player who spends more money in strip clubs than he ever does anything else, it's silent. But no, give the rent payers the same damn smoke that you would give the Lakers, because Lord, I would feel the fisting before anything else. Also, we got some other news. NBA news. The Warriors ended up choking away a 12-point lead to the Timberwolves. And the crazy part is, Klay Thompson got into a little bit of a scuffle, which wasn't even a scuffle. They pulled each other's jerseys, threw each other around. Then Draymond comes in out of fucking nowhere, grabs Rudy Gobert and puts him in a fucking sleeper. Like a Roddy Piper sleeper. Walks around with him. And he gets ejected. And I'm like, so you had all them teammates around him. Not one of them could have busted Draymond's ass. Not one of you could have busted his ass. Because I'm not sure what the hell Klay and the other boy was doing. But that was not a fight. These new boys are not going to fight you with no fist. They'll sit up there, grab jerseys, grab hair like they fucking windmilled each other into the ground. Like, I don't know what these new niggas are up to, but the result of that chokehold resulted in Draymond being suspended for 5 games, which I expected. And Rudy Gobert was fined $25,000. Why was he being fined when he didn't instigate shit? Hell, if anything, he was a quote-unquote victim. He was the one that was being choked out in the game. Why the hell would you fine him if he didn't really do anything? Except get choked out by Draymond. But hey, I'm not sure what the NBA is on when it comes to that. But listen, even though he was, I guess because he was involved in a quote-unquote fight, they decided to fine him just like they did any other player. But no, that's fucking stupid. Like, this man was, if anything, was trying to push his teammate back. Then Draymond just fucking came in and just wrapped his arm around this man's neck and choked him. Like, that does not warrant a fine, but hey, what the hell do I know? But yeah, that whole thing was crazy. I don't know why Gobert was fined, but Draymond absolutely deserves, excuse me, they absolutely deserve that 5-game suspension, because there are just some things that you just don't do. And Draymond is going to be him. Yes, I get all of that. But after a while, that shit gets old. And you're only going to hold that up for so long, because he's had a track record of doing dumb shit and being a dirty player all his career. So that's not even a surprise. But hey, the Warriors are going to make a way to somehow find a way to win without Draymond being there. And they can actually play basketball. And one thing I said, the AD push and the whole scuffle in Oakland, that happened the same damn night. And I'm like, are all you players on your period or something? Because listen, if you gonna fight, put up your dukes and fucking fight. But don't go around with these dumbass swing fights, jersey fights, and it doesn't even amount to anything. Cause I think Klay was also suspended or ejected. I'm not exactly sure. Or maybe he even got a technical. I'm not really sure about that. But still, NBA fights these days are just straight pussy. And we have the Malice at the Palace to thank for that. Oh, Klay got into a scuffle with Jaden McDaniels. That's who it was. And let's see. Oh, yeah, we got a little bit more NBA news to talk about. So the Raptors, on that very same night, completed a 23-point comeback over the Wizards. The score was 71-48, with the Wizards leading in the third quarter, only for the final score to end up being 111-107 in a Raptors win. Now, that's why you can't sleep on your opponents, because anything can happen. Any team can come back if they push hard enough, unless the lead is absolutely astronomical and there's no way in hell they're going to be able to come back, but no. You can't underestimate your opponent. If you have a lead like that on your opponent, no matter when the game is, you make sure you keep your foot on their neck. Press down and make sure they aren't going to win a damn thing on your watch. You get a lead like that, it's because you're on fire. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't think your opponent isn't going to come back, and don't think that your team cannot collapse. Because I've seen a lot of teams blow dumbass leads. I've seen the Lakers blow leads. I've seen the Bulls blow leads. Many times before when they've had it, they could have easily won those games. But since they got lazy and got comfortable and stopped taking their foot off the gas, that will make their opponent come back and win the game. So that's one thing you cannot do, especially in the NBA. If you have a big lead, do not let your teammates, don't let your opponent come back to beat you. Point blank, period. A little bit more basketball news. USC freshman Miss Juju Watkins scored 35 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists, leading the Trojans to a 3-0 record. And I always enjoy the ladies doing their thing on the college sports circuit, because I'm getting more into college. Like I said, I've been getting more into college sports as I've gotten older. So things aren't really as black and white as it was for me before, because I wasn't paying attention. But I always got to show love to the ladies when they're doing their thing. So shout out to Juju Watkins for that game. Also, more sadness out of Cleveland. So Deshaun Watson has a fractured shoulder, and that requires season-ending surgery. And they play the Steelers coming up. Honestly, I always feel bad when a player gets injured. Okay, so I'm not even going to act like I'm happy about this. Because I never celebrate injuries. Never have, never will. Regardless of what team it is. But I can't sit up here and tell you that I'm surprised by this. Because this man in 12 games has made, what, $230 million, I believe, in total. And you gave him the biggest contract that you've given to any other player because you believed in him that much. You handed him the keys and said, hey, this is your team. Let's do this. Only for this to happen. And I don't know what the Browns management logic is, but they see what? They see the bright lights of the Super Bowl before anything. And I'm not saying that's an unrealistic standard because that should be the goal of every NFL team. Your ultimate goal should be winning the Super Bowl. But y'all see it so much and you want it so bad that you always self-sabotage yourself every chance you get. And it never fails. I've seen this so many times. Like, if I were to go in about every time the Browns have made a decision like this, only for the player to get injured, or they perform badly, or something stupid happens off the field, like, listen, this show would be way longer than what it is. Like, this would be an hour-long show if I were to go in about the Browns, but I'm not going to do that. So, pretty much, your quote-unquote franchise is injured for the rest of the season. Now you got to figure out how the fuck you're going to come back from this shit. And you have to mentally prepare yourself for this upcoming game. Because we know the AFC North is tough as it is. With the Ravens, with the Bengals, with the Steelers in it too, you got your work cut out for you. And even though I don't trust the Steelers as far as I can throw them on offense, their defense isn't anything to sneeze either. With Highsmith and Watt, those are the only, like I said, those are the only players that I trust on defense. They're going to do what they have to do to win. Offense. I don't know what it's going to take for you guys to score over 10 points because y'all scored 23 in the last game. But you better fucking bring it. Because usually whenever the Steelers play the Browns, No matter what state the team is in, the Steelers usually step the fuck up. And they show them that we can play in this conference as well. And you're just a speed bump on the way to our ultimate goal. So, Steelers, if you can get it done, please get it done. And that's coming from a Steeler fan. I can't say that I'm sorry for the Browns because I'm absolutely not. Sorry, but not sorry. I'm sorry that he got injured. But as far as being sorry for the Browns, I'm sorry. The Steeler fan from Ohio, me, cannot do that. So, hey, it is what it is. Let's see. Do I have anything else to talk about? No, I think that's it. I just wanted to come out and get you guys a show because I already knew I was going to have a lot of shit to talk about just from 2 nights ago alone. That's where most of the notes came from. I had to literally run in here and write the notes down because everything happened so fucking fast. I'm like, oh shit, this happened. Oh damn, that happened. Oh shit, this happened. So, hey, I made sure to fit everything in from the night before last and last night to fit it into this one, especially on the Lakers side. So, hey, if you made it this far in the show, I thank you so very much. And the best way you could say happy birthday to Dangerous Sports Talk is to listen when it listens up on this. Because listen, I wouldn't have done if I didn't think you guys were out there listening to me consistently. So like I said, I thank you guys so much. Always got to thank you guys so much. And this has been a little bit of a rough week for me. I lost one of my family members this week, so I'm a little bit down. I'm not gonna lie about that. So I dedicate this show to my uncle. I love you. And I also dedicate this to my friend Mike. I told y'all, Mike has been having a little bit of health issues. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's always prayers up to him. This season is dedicated to him and my uncle. So, hey, I'm doing this for you, Mike, and I'm doing this for you, uncle. And on that note, I'm going to get my ass out of here. Please follow me, The Be Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter. Please follow Dangerous Sports Talk, the Facebook page, and follow this very podcast on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. Run the listens up on this episode. Happy birthday, Dangerous Sports Talk, and I am out of here. Peace.